Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to Sunday Night Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. If it's your first time joining us, well, thank you for being here. And if you're here like every Sunday night, how you doing? I'm happy that you're here hanging out with us tonight on Max and Friends. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on tonight because we've got a great book that we're going to talk about called Don't Jump. Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, and My Fucking Mother. How are you doing? A novel. So my next guest, Vicky's going to be here shortly, but we're going to talk also later on the show to Gordana Biernat, because we're going to talk about synchronicity and what it all means and a really cool app that she's working on. Do you believe? Well, here's a great song that I love from Sharon Haggerty, Believe. And when we're back, don't jump on Max and Friends. Vicky.
Yes.
Thank you.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends. That was Sharon Agati, the song Believe. There's so much to believe in. What do you believe in? Tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know. Well, I believe a lot of things, and I also don't believe a lot of things, but I believe one thing. And then when our dear friend to the show, Jackie Collins, says, everybody says Vicky's a rock star. Don't Jump proves she's better than just that. She's a rock star woman. Welcome my next guest, author Vicki Abelson of Don't Jump, Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, and My Fucking Mother. How you doing, Vicki?
Hi, Max. I love the way you say that. I'm going to have to take you everywhere with...
So I want to just ask you this question. I love the quote on the back of the book. Vicky's mom. Vicky wrote a book. Tell us about your mother. And dare we say your fucking mother.
Well, you know, it's not about my mother. It's a novel, Max. And actually, you know, sometimes a title is a title. I mean, you know, there is stuff about Andy's relationship with her mom, for sure, in the book. Mm-hmm. But and we all have issues with our moms, don't we? I mean, no matter how much we love them, it's complicated. Mother... relationships are complicated. And so Andy definitely has challenges with her mother, but without giving the story away, there is redemption in that relationship.
There is redemption. Now, this is a big week for you, I understand, because you just released your first book. I love it. Don't Jump. Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, and My Fucking Mother. This is a
I'm taking you
memoir.
With me. That is fabulous.
Yes. So now, tell us a bit. I know you don't want to give the book away, but let's just start with, if your who would play your character, celebrity-wise?
You know, it's I don't know if you know this, but I started writing this book 13 years ago. And the original title was, Why is Julia Roberts Living My Life? And my initial plan was that Julia Roberts was going to play Andy, wanting to be her. I thought that was brilliant casting. And actually, Eric Roberts and his wife Eliza are friends of mine. Eliza and I did a film together. And last year, I got to do their radio show, and Eliza read the prologue out loud. And in the prologue, it asked the question, why is Julia Roberts living my life? And the two of them almost fell on the floor. They didn't know that was in there. And, you know, Eric is Julia's brother.
And we're going to talk about
and,
that.
And anyway, Julia was my first choice. And then I thought it would be really clever if Sandra Bullock played the part, because Sandra, you know, was always second fiddle to Julia back in those days. So I thought that would be really clever casting. Then I went through a period where I wanted Diane Lane. I think she's sexy and fabulous. But now it's all these years later, and, you know, times have changed, aging, all that kind of stuff. And now I'm kind of leaning towards Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling. I see them doing it.
Is that
a notebook
the way it's
replay.
Is that your way to transform it?
You know, yeah, I think Rachel McAdams, there's something about her that I just adore. I think she's really complicated. I think she's sexy. I think she's smart. I think she's funny. I think she'd be great.
I think she'd be great, too. So now, your publisher is Random Content, founded by the legendary actor and author. This is cool, Carl. So tell us, like, I understand that your very first author signed to his imprint. How is that, like, possible? You do your thing.
Okay, this is pretty crazy, but Carl Reiner, who created the Dick Van Dyke Show,
yes,
and
Carl
has
Reiner.
Directed and written all
yeah,
the smart movies, and just has done so much brilliant work, pop, but just unbelievable brilliant things in his life. He's 93, but in his late 80s, he decided he wanted to write a book. And Carl had, a number one bestseller with Enter Laughing, and he's written children's books. He's written books over the years and had great success with it. But in his late 80s, when he wanted to write a book, he couldn't find a publisher. And that is absolutely a travesty. It is obscene. It is craziness. And so with a gentleman named Lawrence Oflehaven, they founded Random Content. And while I was busy writing one book over 13 years, Carl has written 7 books in the last 5 years since I've met him. It's insane. But anyway, so Random Content publishes Carl's books as well as Carl's daughter Annie, and then I am the first non-Reiner author. That they published. Yeah. So it's quite an honor and a privilege and a thrill, and I got to record the audiobook in Carl's pool house, and I got to spend time with Carl, and he read his children's book to me aloud about farting. It was fantastic. Showed me the pictures, and he's just so wise and brilliant and funny and warm, and I adore him, and he's an incredible mentor and role model. So I'm very blessed.
You are. Now, you don't name names, but it seems to me your life in the 80s was wild. Was it really that rock star world and all the athletes and all the naughty girls need love too?
It was like that. And it was a wild ride. And it was fantastic. And, for me, I was never on the inside. I was sort of hanging on other people's coattails and kind of getting to ride along. And I think that I was sort of a voyeur in that world. And I think that's kind of how most of us feel. It's like, I think even celebrities sometimes, when they get in there themselves, kind of can't believe it. It's been my experience with some that I've spoken to that they don't even feel like insiders. Like, they feel like a faker. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's a strange place, celebrity.
Well, you know what I want to be? I want to put you back to a fun place. So let's play right now, Max and Friends, Samantha Fox, Naughty Girls Need Love Too. And we'll be right back with Vicky.
Just maybe, Naughty Girls Need Love Too.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Samantha Fox. Naughty Girls Need Love Too. The book Don't Jump, Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, and My Fucking Mother, a Novel by Vicky Abelson. Vicky, let's just talk about some things going on with you right now. And we were just talking about celebrities. So how many celebrities have actually walked through your front door through the years?
Oh my God, it's crazy. I don't know if you, I guess you know about women who write the celebrity salon that I have in my home. And how many? Oh my God, you're going to make me count? It's probably, I've been doing it for 8 years. I don't know, at least more than 100. We do 12 salons a year, 12 times 8. What is that? I mean, it's a lot. So, I don't know, about 100 probably.
Hundreds. Can you name names?
I can name names. I mean, the before mentioned Carl Reiner's been here. We've had Norman Lear. We've had Gary Marshall. We've had Valerie Harper. We've had Michael Imperioli. We've had Fred Willard. We've had Ed Begley. We've had Meredith Baxter. We've had Linda Lavin. We've had Shirley Jones. We've had
the list goes on.
Yeah. Two Monkeys, a Turtle, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah, it's been crazy.
All right, so let's talk about the book, because we got to wrap this up pretty soon, because that's just how fast time flies, especially since I wanted to play for you Naughty Girls Need Love Too. The book, Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll.
We do.
Don't Jump. What would make you jump?
A lot of things have made me jump or have gotten me really close to the edge. You mean in real life or in the book?
In the book.
Okay, in the book. Well, you know, men make Andy jump, and drugs make Andy jump, and her mother makes her jump, and rock and roll makes her jump, and bosses make her jump, and mothers-in-law make her jump, and ex-husbands make her jump, and, oh, yeah, there's a lot of things that get her very, very close to the edge.
Right? Now, let me ask you a question. What is Broadway and 75th Street?
That is where the China Club was.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So, in the book, it's B-Bar, but that was the China Club.
That was the China Club. And, you know, there is a B-Bar, too.
You know, but there wasn't one when I started writing it. But, yeah, I know that now.
Right. So, now, you know what? I actually love the cover, because the cover is just like Madonna, weed, like everything in life that we should experience. Whether it be sexually during sex or while reading this book, Don't Jump. But here's the thing. I love – and a bag of Cheetos at the end. But now here's the thing. The jumping, it just looks so free, okay? So let's just – I want to talk to you about some authors that might have inspired you, because to me, the Don't Jump and the way that she's just jumping is such a liberation. So who inspired you is my question to start writing this book.
You know, actually, that's really an interesting question. Nobody's asked me that before. Thank you for that, Max. Actually, Anne Lamott had, by the way, Jackie Collins, who you mentioned before, is one of my heroes. And
friend
Jackie
to the show.
Was,
friend to the show.
She was the first superstar that we had here, and a limo pulled up to my street, and my neighbors freaked out, and Jackie sold more books in my living room than anyone has ever sold before, since, during. She was just a joy. And then Jackie sort of mentored me and took me under her wing and took me out to lunch and introduced me to her manager and her agent. I adore Jackie. Just,
what advice did Jackie give you? That's what I want to know.
You know, Jackie was all for me getting the book. She just wanted me to get the book out there. I'd been sitting on it a long time. I had publishing deals that came and went. I had an agent that at the time just wasn't really delivering for me, and she encouraged me to sever that and to move on to something else. She was actually thinking of starting. I said I might start a Women Who Write imprint and start with my book, and she considered for a moment starting an imprint and publishing her daughter and my book. And you know, she introduced me around, and she tried to help me. And when those relationships didn't work out, she said, you know what, it's not meant to be, but when it is meant to be, the exact right thing will happen. And when I did make the deal with Random Content and I wrote to her about it, she wrote me the most effusive. She was dying. I had no idea she was sick. I mean, how does anybody look
Nobody
that good?
Did. Nobody did.
You know, at 77 years old, I met her, you know, 5 years ago. At 72, nobody looks that good if they're in perfect health. But she had, like, stage 4 breast cancer. What? She looked extraordinary. And her energy was extraordinary. I went out with her a few times. Oh, my God. She was – anyway.
You know, I've had her here on the show about, I think, 3 or 4 times. And she always used to come and hang out New Year's Eve. We used to do the New Year's special with her. And we would talk about cocktails and drinking and fun and everything. And I remember asking her, what is it this year that you want to do that you didn't do last year? And she said, I want to do 2 books instead of 1.
And I was like, you know, that was really fascinating. And even though she didn't tell anybody publicly that she was dying, I think that was kind of like the undertone of like, you know, there's something going on. And I think, you know, when I go back to it, I'm like, that was a powerful show because she kind of, there's hints, you know, she to me, she was lucky. And when I asked her what the song was, she said, I will survive.
But to me, what she offered, when I told her that my book was getting published, and I kind of showed her the cover and everything, and she said, I'm so excited for you. And she said, yeah, you know, this was the thing, this was the right thing, and it happened now. And she was absolutely right. If this would have gotten published with anyone else at any other time, I wouldn't have that cover that Lawrence O'Flahaven designed. I mean, all the stars aligned for this to happen right now. It took what it took, and she was right. Well, that's
you know, my saying is, where you are right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And where is that, Ronnie? Hit it.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. And you're listening to Max Tucci and my guest, Vicky. I'm typing. I'm tweeting. I know. Don't hate me. But, Ronnie, did you see the little message I just sent you? Can you get that song ready for me real quick? Because we got a little surprise here for our guest, Vicky, and her book, Don't Jump. Vicky Abelson, where can people get this book?
You can get it on Amazon. If you go to Amazon and you go, Don't Jump, Vicky Abelson, VickiAbelson, and please tweet me and Facebook me and Google Plus me and do, because I talk a lot. I'll chat with you.
Girl,
I'll talk
you don't got to rush. You don't got to rush because I hear that there's a surprise this week. Hit it, Ronnie.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, this is your birthday song. Oh,
happy birthday.
Aw, thanks, Matt.
Well, it's a big
It's a little horrific. I turned 60 a couple of days ago.
All right, so what's your advice for people living through their 50s before I let you go?
You know, I got to tell you, 50s were absolutely sensational. There were some bumps in those roads, and I had to kind of work my way. Turning 60 has totally freaked me out, but you know what? It just
when you look as
better.
Good as you do, it doesn't matter.
Thank you. It just keeps getting better.
It does, you know, and it's always like I always tell people, dream bigger, you know, because don't tell me that there's footprints. You know, they say the sky's the limit. Don't tell me that when there's footprints on the moon. So I know that there's going to be some great things for you happening next. So speaking of, what is next for you, Vicky?
Well, you know, getting this book out to as many people as possible in this world. I've got Cloris Leachman. Cloris Leachman is going to be in my living room on November 17th. And on December I think it's December 11th. I have Frank Stallone is going to be in the living room, and I've got Dan Navarro, who wrote We Belong, the Pat Benatar song, and I've got Michael O'Keefe from Caddyshack, and, you know, crazy things coming up in my living room.
In your living room. Now, karma is karma. Do you believe that?
Oh, 100,000,000%.
And I love that that's a chapter in the book, Don't Jump.
That actually is a line from a James Clavell book from karma is karma, neh, and it was kind of a little joke I had with my actual friend Andy, who I named her after.
And Cookie. Now, I love that Cookie. You like the hottest name right now is Cookie because of Empire, and I love that there's a Cookie.
Is that true? Well, this book was written way before Empire.
I know. You see? Yeah, Cookie is like Taraji. You brought Cookie before Cookie was brought to Empire, okay?
There you go.
You consciously created a huge character, and the reason why I bring that up is because my next guest is Gordana Biernat, and we're going to talk about synchronicity and consciously creating. So I am consciously creating all of you right now to get up, go to Amazon.com, get the book, Don't Jump, Vicky Abelson, tweet her, love her, Facebook her. Are you on Instagram too?
I am.
What's your Instagram name?
Vicky Abelson. I'm easy to find. I make it easy. VickiAbelson.
Now, before I let you go, Vicky, why did you... Deep down inside, why did you really write this book?
You know, it started as a rant because I was upset about something. My husband had lost his job. It was a very rough time, post 9/11. It was very emotional. And I was writing a rant out of frustration. And I wrote a couple pages and I showed it to him and he said, I think you got something here. I think you should keep going. And about 30 pages in, I was like, you know, this might be a book. Well, I don't know how to write. Who am I to write a book? And I just kept going.
Who are you not to write a book is the question. Who are you not
okay,
to
there
write?
You go.
You are Vicki Abelson and the book Don't Jump, Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll, and My Fucking Mother, a novel. I love the title.
Love it.
I love the cover. I love everything about it. I love the read. Y'all got to get out, read this book, and why should people read it? And then I'm going to let you go.
I think it's something that, I think there's something in there that pretty much everybody can relate to, and I won't get into what that is, but I think there's something there for everybody. I really do.
That's what's up. That's what life is. There's something for everybody, right? There is something.
I think so. I think we can all relate on a human level to the struggles that Andy has.
Yeah, and there really is. Life is all about something for everybody. That's why we're all here, because our life all has purpose. So, Vicki, I thank you so much for joining me tonight. We're going to tweet for sure. I'm going to have you back on the show when we have some
more
time. So we can kick it and have fun and just talk about life, because the book is great, but I know that you've got some really good experiences that you went through in life that you might be able to inspire some people. So we'll have you
back. Thank you. Thanks, Max. I love spending time with you. Thanks for having me.
Likewise. And happy birthday to you. Om Shanti.
Thanks so much.
Have a beautiful night. Talk to you later, Vicki. Om Shanti now. And Max and friends, stay tuned, because when we're back, we're going to talk about synchronicity with Gordana.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Shakti Durga, Om Shanti. I'm just getting you into another mindset right now. One where you can consciously create your synchronicity. Is that possible? Well, my guest, and you've been asking for Gordana to join us in Max and Friends, my conscious creator, power talker, Gordana Biernat. Welcome back to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max. I love talking to you. So thank you so much for having me back on your show.
It's my pleasure. If I could have you back every Sunday, honestly, I would, because there's so much. I just love that when we leave each other, there's like such fun, and like the vibrations inside of life just like open up, and it's like, okay, let's just do so many wonderful things. So since we had you on the show last, you've been doing wonderful things. We're going to talk about your new app, and then we're going to talk about synchronicity. So everyone, this is technically a life class on Max and Friends with Gordana. So tell us about your new app.
Well, this is something that I have been creating together with my husband for the last 4 months, and it's all about synchronicity and creating synchronicity on demand, because when I put out my tweets out there, people often send me DMs telling me that, oh my God, how did you know that I needed this at this right instant, this moment, this is the information I needed. So we got this idea that maybe we could do something to help people create synchronicity on demand, to have it with them, to put it in like a special guru, having it in your pocket and taking it out whenever you need it.
I love that. Guru on the go.
Yes, it is guru on the go. It's like a
you can
own...
quote me.
I did.
Guru on the go. Now, let's talk about this guru on the go that I could have in my pocket. You have it with you right now. When is this app launching?
Well, actually, you can find it on Google Play today and tomorrow at App Store. So let's see now. I just have to...
So what do we go under? Because I'm on Google Play right now.
Yes, you go under Ask Nomi as one word.
And it's spelled A-S-K?
N-O-M-I.
Like know me. Your phone yes. know you.
Yes, exactly.
Your phone know you. You know you. We all know each other. Isn't that the truth, Cordana? We really do.
That is because we're interconnected, and that's why this app works, because it's synchronicity.
It really is synchronicity. It's like the definition right here tonight at Max and Friends. Okay, so let's put synchronicity to the test, and just lining up with the simplicity of life and just trusting that if we're asking a question, the universe will rise up and meet us somehow through
this
guru on the go.
Yes, it will. It's actually your own wisdom whisper. That's what we call it. It works a little bit like an oracle, like a traditional oracle, only it's a modernized version of it, because it has three modes. You can ask one simple yes, no questions, and then there is a mode that will give you very, very random.
All right, so let's ask. Yeah. let's ask the guru on the go, the wisdom in the pocket. Am I going to have 5 extra minutes at the end of this show so I can have Cordana on longer?
Let's see now. We will press the simple yes, no button, and it's matching your frequency. It says refocus to you.
Okay. You know what? I will refocus. Do we have 5 more minutes at the end of the show?
Matching your frequency? No. It says no.
No. And you know what? I don't believe that.
I don't either. So let's ask what you have to do in order to get 5 minutes
there we
on
go.
The show.
Just ask.
I'm asking. Yes, I'm asking Nomi, and it's matching your frequency. And it says to you, "What can I learn about myself here?" So
that
let's elaborate.
I already know what I need to learn. That I need to do a mic check sooner.
No, you know what it says when I press the elaborate button? It says relax and trust the process. So right. I will clarify this, and it is telling you to take your time.
And you know what? That's right. So the question was answered. Yes, I will get 5 extra minutes. I asked it, and I just got a note here from my producer that says we have extra time.
Oh, this is great. Because what you got from Ask Nomi, it says, number one, ask what can I learn about myself here? Number two, relax and trust the process. And number three, take your time. So that was your answer to the question you had.
Right. The refocus was great, because the question I wasn't really like it wasn't clear. You know, I said, do we have 5 more minutes after the show to do what? Didn't make sense. So it was right.
Exactly.
I'm in synchronicity now. I'm like getting, you see, we have to go through these through the motion, right? And we just did. And that was a beautiful experiment.
Yes, it is, because you know something? Why I told you to refocus is because you have to put out your frequency out there, and it will answer your frequency instantly and correctly. So if you're not focused, it will tell you to refocus, or it will not give you an answer that you understand. You have to work with the answer. Every time you are in the right frequency, it will give you back the answer you need, and you will understand it the minute you get it. And the way you understand it is your specific way. The way I would understand it would be my specific way. So it's really a fun thing to do, because it gives you different answers to different people, even though it says the same thing.
Right. So now here's my question. For people who are tuning in tonight, and this is all new to them, and they're like, okay, the phone now is my oracle in my pocket. I'm going to ask my phone, is it going to tell me, you know, the yes and no? What do we tell people who don't have the app and how they can get into the synchronicity of the moment?
Well, they could become more aware of signs coming to them, because it's not an easy thing to do if you're not aware of the signs. But when you start looking for it, it pops up in your reality, because you have to believe synchronicity in order for it to exist in your reality. But then again, everything else is the same thing. I mean, everything exists the same way. You have to believe it to see it. The same thing goes with synchronicity. You have to open up, you have to open your mind, and you have to start seeing the signs. So maybe a number triggers you, or maybe you see something.
11-11.
Exactly, for instance. And then you follow that up and do things that trigger, that was triggered within you. So then you have this thing going on where you follow your synchronicity, and it will always lead you, as you said, to the right time, doing the right thing at the right place. Always. Yeah,
no, I always, one of my mantras in life is where we are at this exact moment is exactly where we're supposed to be. And even if that's in traffic, if that's in a fiasco, wherever it is, when you realize that, to me, that was like one of the biggest aha moments of life, where I was like, I get it, that no matter where I am, no matter what the experience is, I'm supposed to be here. And once I accepted that and I got into the flow of it and into the synchronicity of it, I realized, you know what? Like, I don't have to freak out. I don't have to stress out. I'm supposed to be here. And then you could take that breath and just go with it. So how do we get people to get that breath? And how do we get them to consciously create the notion that where they are at this exact moment is where they're supposed to be?
Well, as you said, you have to go with the flow. You have to interpret the signs in a positive way, because you can spin synchronicity in a negative way too. So it's much better. If you sit in a traffic jam, you shouldn't be upset about it. You should try to figure out how you can entertain yourself while sitting there. And then you become more the flow of synchronicity. You become the synchronicity itself, and it will work for you, because synchronicity is there all the time. It's working for you or against you. It's up to you. So you have to see the positive thing in the negative occurrence or the negative thing that is happening to you. You have to find the positive side and focus on that and see the signs that this is actually something good for me. I mean, if you're sitting in a traffic jam, maybe you can do something else. Maybe call a friend, talk, or
maybe
anything.
Just be still.
Exactly.
And enjoy the moment. So
that's also a possibility. Why not?
Turn out all the sound and just surrender to the silence, which is the symphony of sound. But really, it's like be still in that moment. That's why I love traffic and I love flying. But now I just got the app. I love it. Ask Nomi is the app. And I'm going to be tweeting afterwards, and I asked it a question. And I love, like, when it clarifies, it says, you are the creator of your reality. And then trust yourself. Now, why are those words being brought up right now? Because that is what we all are. My guest tonight, she's back. Gordana Biernat is here joining us. And we're talking about creating your reality and trusting yourself. So how do we get into the space, Gordana, of absolutely trusting ourselves?
Well, the way I see it, you have to reconnect to your true core always. And if you have this app, you can help yourself to reconnect to it, because when you press the button Ask Nomi, it will always connect you to your best self. And what is my best self maybe is not your best self. It's always individual, but it will always connect you to your true north, to your best self, to your soul. So you need to remind yourself of who you are. Every single time you feel that something is slipping away, or that you're making something, that you're doing something that you don't want to do, in order to get into this flow of synchronicity, you need to reconnect to yourself always. And this is a tool that you can do it with, because it will always give you an answer that reconnects you to your core.
And by being in our core, what does that provide for us?
Well, it provides all the possibilities. I mean, you're open to everything, because if you're pure love and that's the frequency you're putting out there, then that is what you will get back. So it will always put you, as we said, in the right place, doing the right thing for you. It doesn't have to be the right thing for everyone else, but it's going to be the right thing for you.
And you know, this is synchronicity, because we just had this conversation. Now, for instance, if there's a couple, right, and let's say that this couple, they don't get along, you know, they argue, they're bitter with one another, but she needs him and he needs her, and they're like, they work for each other.
You know, and people judging say, you should get out, you should get this. You know, where do we get into that focus of, this is all right for me? Like, this is my life, and let me live it.
Well, I mean, I think that we are so preoccupied with concentrating on what is wrong and what is right in our reality. And sometimes you just need to be a little bit more zen and say, it's okay, it's fine. It doesn't have to be right or wrong. I don't have to focus on anything. I can just focus on being here. Uh-huh. And that resolves most of the problems in relationships can be resolved by just stop focusing on what is right with you and wrong with you. Just be there in that now moment and don't focus on the right or wrong thing. It sounds easy.
Mm-hmm. I was just going there. But,
I know.
But it is easy.
Actually, it is easy because if you don't do that, then you get entangled in obstacles, you get entangled in all the small details and problems, and you lose the sight. You lose the essence of being together with that person because it becomes just obstacles. You create obstacles by looking at what is right and what is wrong. If you accept it as it is, you can start looking at it from a different perspective. And when you start sending out that energy to the other person, I promise you, you will see the energy rising with the other person. You will see it in their face, and you will feel that you are changing something just by not focusing on what is wrong or right, just by being there for the other person.
Just by being there and not even have to sit, just the energy. You know, I love emotions because emotions is just energy in motion. And when the emotions shift from like that bitterness to love, everything in the room shifts. And just be aware of it. It happens. And what happens is we think it's a lie, like, oh no, it's not happening. It is. So whatever you consciously create in a vibrational energy wise, it comes is for every action there's a reaction. That's the simplicity of it, no, Gordana?
Yes, but you know something, love, they say that love is blind, but it's not blind. It's simply transforming everything that gets in its way. It transforms everything, even the bad things. So I mean, if you send out love to people that you're with, even though you think that they're doing something wrong in your relationship, if you try to send out love to them or just be there with them, and they will feel that they are not being judged or examined or looked upon with bad eyes, if I can say it that way, then they will rise to their best self. Then they will become more of what you want them to become.
And it happens. It just happens naturally. And then is it happening naturally because that's the fate of how it's going to happen? Or is it happening naturally because we're creating it?
I think that it's a little bit of both because I don't know actually what fate is because I don't think anything is written in stone. But we do have some playground rules that we accept when we enter this reality. So that might be the fate. But I think that everything is in creation in every now moment. So there are multiple possibilities to change things in your life. I mean, you can change your stars. So I think that everything is in constant change. You can do anything you want.
You might not, you can't change your stars, but you can change your story, right?
I don't know. Maybe.
Can we change our, it's happening every day. Every day we're rewriting a new chapter, a new page, a new sentence. So we're creating our story. And if you don't like the way your story is reading, you have the opportunity to, and I don't say change it like it's a bad thing, but just whatever you want it to be, you can rewrite it every second of your breath, of your living moment. You could rewrite your page, no?
Well, yes, of course you can do. And I even think that you can rewrite your past because not lie about it, but you can go back in your past and look at things that happened to you maybe when you were a child, but you can look at it from a different perspective. From a grown-up's perspective, and then find the things that are really good there. I mean, even if you were, you felt like you were weak in a situation, when you look at it from a different perspective, it will show you that actually you are really strong. And you can take that experience with you in the now moment, and that's how you create a new future for yourself, because now you have strength with you from that moment, not weakness. So it's you can change your past without lying to yourself or without changing the facts, but you can change the perspective and the feelings involved in it.
Right. Revisit it. Look at it from a different angle, from a different perspective. Understand that there's – I personally don't believe there are anything – no such thing as mistake, only a lesson learned. And, you know, I have a grandmother who always says, don't regret what you've done. Regret what you haven't done in life. So do everything. And if you have to go back to your past to revisit it and look at it, do it, because it'll rewrite your future, no?
Exactly. Because, I mean, the future isn't there. And your past isn't there because it
has
been.
We're free from both.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're in the now moment and you can use anything you want from the past. That's why it's there. You should be using it in order to boost yourself in the right direction in your future. But most people just drag along the past with them, filled with guilt or whatever it might be. And it is stopping them from going in the right direction, in the direction they want to in the future. So you can, actually, you can let go of all these things or rewrite them or do whatever you want with them. It's yours to play with.
Yeah, that's what life is. You know, it's just this beautiful, beautiful movement. Right? It's a movement of, and I'd love to say it's a movement of love and a movement of joy. And then I get tweets like, you're out of your mind. And you know what? If that's where I have to be to enjoy that, then let me be out of my mind. Because sometimes the mind is just useless chatter.
No. Yes, exactly. And you know something, the negativity is there for a reason. It's not that you should.
Is it really negativity though? What's another word we can use? Or is that just the truth of it?
No, I think it's the truth of it, because we live in a reality where there is plus and minus, there is black and white, there is light and darkness. It's a dualistic reality, and that's one of the play rules here. We have to balance ourselves between this plus and minus, this negative and positive thing. But negative and positive is a very relative thing, meaning that you're the one deciding what is negative and what is positive. And I think that.
Wait, say that again. We need to just digest that.
which part?
The negative is it's so quick. I'm going to have to listen to the show again. Speaking of, go to latalkradio.com/Max if you missed any portion of the show. We have an archive. We'll tweet it. But you spoke about the negative and the positive, and how we have the capability.
Yes, of course. It's all about interpreting things in our reality. You cannot avoid the negative because it is there. It's one of the laws of physical reality to have a positive and a negative side. Every single atom, every single matter has both plus and minus. So everything in our reality is this way. But it's up to you to choose how you interpret it and how you use the negativity. I mean, you can use it just as a contrast to say, well, okay, this is not what I want. So you know better what you want. So you can use it to boost what you want and your desires. You can just use it as a mirror or some kind of a contrast. So you don't have to act on it. You don't have to be in it. You can just see it and say, no, thank you. This is not what I want. Because that is what you're here to do, to choose what you want to experience, to choose your desires, to choose what suits you.
And how do we tap in to figure that out?
Well, you have to reconnect to your core. You have to be still and listen to who you are. You have to figure out your desires, because you are your desires. And you should be really focused on figuring out what you love to do, because that is who you are. You are unconditional love, and you have desires in this world, things you want to experience. It's very important that you're tapped into your own desires and who you are.
You are your desires. Yes. Or Donna Birnat, I love having you on Max and Friends. That is where we're going to leave it. That is a tweet. Y'all can call me Oprah with my tweets. But that is the tweet of the night. You are what you
desire. Your desires.
You are. You are what your desires. And on that note, I always believe that our life is big, so we have to keep reaching every moment, just when we think we've made it to where we're supposed to, keep reaching, because you're still here. Because when you make it to where you're supposed to, that's when you're out of here.
Exactly. I wanted to leave you with one tweet, because this is also a truth that I like. It's the universe will back you up in everything you think, say, and do. So why not do good things?
Why not? Well, we're going to take that and we're going to put that into this week. Do good things. Love one another. Get the app. I love it. I already have it. I just downloaded Ask Know Me and I just tweeted it. So y'all going to get it. Gordana's going to come back. That's for sure. I have to say thank you to my guest, Vicky Abelson. Gordana Biernat, thank you. Good morning to you. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Max, for having
me. My pleasure. I'm going to talk to you after the show. I got to wrap this up. I love you all for listening and take life to the max. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. Good night. Love you all.